Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we've been hearing for a long time about people travelling abroad for dental work, but something you don't hear so often is the language barrier that patients come across. Dr. Caroline Robbins of Kiwi Dental and past president of the Irish Dental Association has joined me now to shed some light on what can happen when patient and dentists are not speaking the same language, literally. Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. Thanks for talking to us today. What's happening and what's falling through the cracks when patients travel abroad for dental work?
Well, what I'm finding, and I'm sure many dentists around the country find this as well, is that when patients do go abroad, perhaps that they think they're going to get something and then end up coming back with something completely different. I suppose the most common example is, and what I would hear often said to me is, I thought I was getting veneers, but I've now got 20 crowns, or I've had crowns put in, and that's not what I thought I was going out to get. So, you know, I guess a bit of perhaps, you know, two sides to it. Perhaps patients not fully understanding exactly what they're looking for, but also it may, you know, not understanding how it's been explained to them and fully. So, you know, if you don't fully understand what you're being offered, it's very hard to be fully consenting to the treatment then you're allowing someone to undertake on you.
Okay. And in your experience, what's the most common treatment that Irish people travel to Turkey for?
Well, we do see a lot of patients would go over for implants. But I mean, I guess what we are seeing an awful lot of is this phenomenon of having, you know, all their teeth crowned, you know, have these bright white teeth of uniform looking, same length, same colour, you know, this very bright white and, you know, having all these, what they would deem, you know, what they would consider these perfect teeth now and this perfect, beautiful white smile. But, you know, we know from ourselves and experience that they don't probably, it's a want, probably more than a need. So, and a lot of it is driven by, you know, social media, reality television, things they see on Instagram. This is considered the norm, but the norm carries a lot of, you know, of long-term future consequences for their dental health.
And what are those long-term future consequences?
Well, if you are going to have a crown, and for me to prepare a crown, you know, I'm cutting your tooth, so I am cutting your tooth quite extensively to allow enough room for that crown to be made and glued on. I'm effectively removing all that lovely, healthy, you know, if it's a natural, you see, a lot of these ones, you have to remember these guys that are going out are quite young. So a lot of them actually do have pretty healthy teeth that they're just asking to be made whiter or get them in a straight line. And so we're cutting away all that beautiful, healthy enamel, which protects the tooth, which is it's sort of your armor, so to speak. Mm. And once you've cut all that away, what lies beneath is the second layer of tooth structure called dentine. If you were to look at that under the microscope, it's porous, it's tubular, so it's softer. And once exposed and once its lovely enamel's gone, and if it's not sealed up properly, then it runs the risk of softening and decaying. And dentistry creates dentistry. So once I've cut into a tooth, that is dentistry on that tooth for the rest of its life.
I get from the tone of what you've said there that you're not a great fan of this treatment.
No, listen, I mean, there's genuine need for some of the cases,
yes,
that go out. Certainly people are missing teeth, and, you know, I would never say that absolutely that you shouldn't be going out. Of course, everyone to their own. But what I do see and watch, you know, which I find sad, is that, you know, they're coming back. People would have relative, you know, okay teeth. They're perfectly healthy. They often have no fillings in them. They mightn't be in pitch perfect position and things like that. But they're coming back with these, you know, these very, very white, not really very crowns that are often, they're kind of often fused together. They're all put in as a big unit. They're very unhygienic. They're hard to clean. And, you know, while they may be delighted with them at that moment in time, they're not going to be that way. You know, in the future, we're going to have problems.
Okay.
And then, you know, and fixing them. So I just suppose I worry about what I would call the degree of over-treatment. Certainly, yep, there's jobs that do need to be done. And I can fully understand why people, you know, may choose to go that way. But it's just the amount of work. I said to your researcher, I suppose if you were to look at any dentist's website in this country, you would struggle to find anywhere that would advertise 20 crowns for a price, because that's not what we're, you know, that's not the kind of work that we're advertising, and that's not the kind of work that we're looking to undertake. Okay. We would feel that that was probably.
Can you answer me this? Can you answer me this, Caroline Robbins? So do people go because it's cheaper, or do people go because they can't get this treatment done here?
I suppose you can say. I mean, you have to, with the crowns, with the 20 crowns. What I would say is, you know, need versus want. I think it's a want. They want to have their teeth done like that. I don't have any patients that I can think of offhand that I would be recommending to have that number of crowns done. And certainly, I mean, I couldn't compete. I couldn't offer 20 crowns for the same costing as they can get them done in Turkey. You know, I'm a business owner running a business in the Republic of Ireland. I have to deal with the business costs that I face. So, yes, I mean, you could argue cost is. But I suppose I'm looking at it going, why are we going and what is the need for this in the first place?
Okay, so it's want, not need. Okay, so if somebody decides that this is what they want to do, what is your advice to them?
Well, if that's what they want to do, the first thing I would say is, you know, certainly if they have a dentist, you know, go and see their dentist. If I had a patient that wanted to go over, I have no problems with that. We'd talk about what they were, you know, hoping to achieve. And the most important thing that I can do for them is make sure that if they are going out, that, you know, what they're looking to get done is achievable. And what they're looking to, the teeth they're looking to do the work on are appropriate and actually healthy enough to take the treatment they're looking for. Go and get your teeth nicely cleaned up and ask around. If you've seen someone who might have gone over and they're happy with treatment, you know, ask where they went. I mean, a lot of what we do, and I know certainly, you know, I'm no different. I know I am a dentist, but I certainly go to my dentist or my doctor or hairdresser through word of mouth and recommendation. So, you know, do your homework. Ask questions, and ask questions when you get over there. You know, I had a woman who, you know, again, thought she was getting, she knew she was going for crowns, but she said when I sat down on the day of delivery, I saw all these crowns. They were just all in one big block unit. They were all glued in together. I thought I was getting individual ones. Uh-huh. I said it to them. They told me it was, you know, this is what it was.
And so, it was too,
you know,
late
again,
to change.
The language barrier.
Yes, of course.
Anything, do your homework.
Do your homework. Make sure they can speak the language. Okay. So, Dr. Caroline Robbins, thanks so much for talking to us. Do you think, final thing, I remember when my dad was a young lad, a lot of people were getting false teeth because they thought that they looked great, and they did by comparison. But then you had false teeth. Do you think that this is just a trend that maybe we'll grow out of as a society, and that we won't aspire to look like Ken or Barbie anymore?
You know, it's a valid question, Ray, and I've actually thought about that myself, because, I mean, I'm doing dentistry 28 years, and certainly this was nothing, you know, this is new. And so will we be having this conversation in 10 years? Will this be what the trend is? You know, I don't know whether you can call it a trend. Is this where, you know, is this what, how we like it to look at this moment in time? It's quite possible, you know, it may not be. Yeah. But, you know, at the moment, it's popular. There's a demand. And so people, you know, there are dentists and things out there that are, you know, are providing for that demand, and some are providing excellent work, but unfortunately some are not.
Okay, buyer beware. Dr. Caroline Robbins of Kiwi Dental, thanks for talking to us today. Thanks, Caroline.
No problem. Thanks, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.